This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeleine Brand. In France, the First Lady, Carla Bruni, is releasing her new album. Carla Bruni has captivated the French with her cat-eyed charm. It may be another matter once they get an earful of her new songs. John Lawrenson reports from Paris.
Carla Sarkozy on a state visit. Carla Bruni in the recording studio. Carla Bruni Sarkozy has a double-barreled life. Her record company was rumoured to have thought about putting stickers on the CD saying, "You can like Carla Bruni without liking her husband." But Stéphane Deschamps, music critic with the magazine Les Un Rock, says it's hard to dissociate the two.
It's impossible to separate the album from the fact that Carla Bruni is the wife of Nicolas Sarkozy. It's totally impossible. We tried to do it, but we can't. I can't imagine offering this record to my mother who doesn't like Nicolas Sarkozy or something like that.
Dans ma jeunesse, il y a des rues dangereuses. Dans ma jeunesse, il y a des villes moroses. Des fugues au creux, de la nuit silencieuse.
Sarkozy or no Sarkozy, it's a good album, says Stéphane Deschamps. It's less sparse than her previous recordings. The other instruments are up front with her voice and acoustic guitar, giving more of a 1960s pop group sound. But there are the same breathy vocals, the same striking poetic lyrics as on her first album that sold 2 million copies worldwide. Out on the streets, though, I give some Parisians a preview of the album on my Walkman, and Le Peuple is not entirely convinced.
It's not very good. When she's travelling around the world and she's embodying France and she's representing France, we expect from her some form of decency. And I think that we don't get that with her being a performing singer.
It's surprisingly nice. I actually liked it. And the second song is like the famous one, is actually really shocking for the First Lady. I sound conventional to say so, but it's immediately like, oh wow, oh no, this is too much.
Plus mortel que l'héroïne afghane, plus dangereux que la blanche colombienne, tu es ma solution, mon doux problème.
The song that last woman was talking about is called You Are My Cam, a street word for drugs. The object of the singer's affections, Monsieur le Président himself perhaps, is described as more deadly than Afghan heroin, more dangerous than Colombian white. That last line even provoking a complaint from the Colombian foreign minister. Alain Perceval is the author of Carla and Nicolas, The Singer and the President. I put it to him that it would be difficult to imagine former first ladies, Bernadette Chirac, for example, singing this sort of thing.
Well, it's difficult to imagine Bernadette Chirac singing at all. we cannot compare. Of course, we couldn't imagine some time ago Madame de Gaulle being a singer. She was a housewife and nothing else. Times have changed and the mentalities have changed also. I think probably we French people wouldn't have appreciated if he had to stop her career because she married the president.
Malgré
I'm a child, sings Carla Bruni, despite my 30 lovers. Ex-lovers, one imagines. Few, if any, compromises then on the artistic front, although she says she probably won't perform live until her husband changes jobs. The security would be too cumbersome. Oh, and there's one compromise with the role of First Lady Bernadette Chirac and the others would have approved of. Profits from the sales of this album are going to charity. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrenson.